back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank Studio.
At 8:34, 26 minutes now, in front of 9 o'clock. Boy, I can't believe how fast this day is going. We welcome back to the studio Tina Beagle joining us this morning. Tina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Great. How about you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. Good to have you here. How'd things go?
Thank you.
I heard you talking with Steve not too long ago. Sounds like things went fabulously for the turkey trot this year.
It did. It did. Yeah. It really did. We ended up having 1,421 participants registered.
Okay.
Not everybody showed up. I think about 120 people.
Okay. Weather was kind of an issue, if I remember that morning, wasn't it?
No.
No? No?
It could have been.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Jeff was out there. We had the trucks come by three times to salt. And then kind of chiseled a little bit where needed. We've done that before many years ago. But no, it was amazing.
Good.
It was totally amazing.
I know runners like it a little cool too when they run.
But that's what I'm told. I'm not necessarily a runner. Yeah.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've been a runner. But yeah. So good. That's awesome. Now you've got another race coming up soon then? Or?
Yep. April Fool's is our next one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That is, I believe, on April 6th. Of 26,
right.
If I remember correctly. But that Saturday, the first Saturday of April.
Okay. All right. So. Now, with the conversations that I've had with you and Jeff in the past, I know this is important to you, and we'll have the conversation again, but we're at that time of year where we want to put a little bit more of an extra emphasis on distracted driving. And this is important to you. And explain for our listeners who maybe didn't hear our last conversation about this, why is putting a spotlight on distracted driving so important to you and Jeff?
Okay, so let me give a heads up. Mm-hmm. So if I start choking, I apologize in advance. March 19, 2022, 2022, my son was killed by a distracted driver as he was walking with his dog on Parnell Road. It was dark.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that dark. It was about 7 o'clock in the morning, so in April. So the sun's just coming up, but not enough. And he, I don't want to give those details because that's not everybody's good. But anyways, he was killed, and the person who ended up killing him with his vehicle did not realize that he hit anything until he looked to the side and there was glass on his passenger side.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't stop right away. There was no, you know, slamming on the brakes, no anything there.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of my own investigation and come to find out that he had sent a text just about the light, and that would be over by the state prison where the state police are. He sent a text after he started going, and he ended up calling 911, spoke with the 911 operator, and then afterwards, if I remember correctly, when he deleted his text.
Okay.
But we know for a fact it was a text because the investigating sergeant was asking him, and he admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for that.
Right.
I am grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew the details of it and the times because they ran their report on the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Longer story short, nothing was done.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was done. There was no accountability. No ticket.
Mm-hmm.
No, hey, stop driving for 2 years. Even the community service, nothing was done. So that was very disturbing.
Right.
And not fair.
Right.
So by doing the mindset that we have, Jeff and I do with races, my voice is starting to crackle now.
No, you're fine.
We were talking about, along with a friend of ours, about doing a race for Corey to honor him, his memory, by protecting others.
Mm-hmm.
And as race directors, this is what we do. We protect our athletes and the families that come to support them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're accountable for them, but at the same time, there was no accountability for what happened with Corey.
Right.
So that's where it goes straight to the heart.
Mm-hmm. So, so this is as close to your heart. You and Jeff have gone out of your way to not only help bring some closure mm-hmm. for you and your family, but to protect others. And here we are this time of year where there's more traveling going on.
Correct.
There's more people in the cars going to see grandma and grandpa or traveling to this, that, or the other thing. Mm-hmm. And there's a variety of distractions. It's not just people on the phone, which is a big one, as you, mm-hmm. your story indicates, but there's so many other distractions that people might not even think are distractions when they're behind the wheel.
Yeah, there's drinking, there's the children in the back, fighting, or just annoying each other.
Mm-hmm.
As you eat.
Yeah.
So as you, in this case, again, this is what happened with Corey, is he was changing his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, at that time, I now have a little bit newer vehicle. I didn't have mm-hmm. a newer vehicle, so I actually have to look to change mine. But I've had my vehicle long enough, I can, you know, switch it. I know where all my buttons are.
Right.
But he was adjusting. He looked down to adjust his podcast, adjust the volume, as he was just going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he didn't get past, going westbound on the east side of the Grand River. Uh-huh. There's Cooperstown, old school. It used to be Cooperstown. I forget, some kind of paintball place now on Parnell Road.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He didn't get just past there is when the incident happened with Corey.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, there's so much technology now that, yes, it distracts you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stop and think about it, like, and I don't want my phone to go off, it's like, I'm going to just say, hey, Alexa.
Yeah.
Otherwise my phone will go off.
Right.
No, turn up the volume. Or... Mm-hmm. You know, hey, Alexa, change the station. Or
right.
even answer the phone or hang it up. That's mm-hmm. totally hands off.
Right.
Or even read my text.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that, but it keeps yeah. your eyes on the road.
Well, that it's the law, too.
Correct.
That law was passed, I want to think a handful of years ago at this point, to where it all has to be hands-free.
No, I think it was passed last year.
Was it last year? Okay.
Wait. 23, I think it was 23.
Okay,
23.
So a couple years ago,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Where it's all, it's, you know, everything mm-hmm. has to be hands-free now. So
yeah. You can't have the phone in your hand, mm-hmm. you can't have it up here and then slide it down.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, I don't know, the police officers, all branches, are trained to recognize movements.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're going to get away with it.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You may or may not.
Is it a, do you remember... And it's okay if you don't know. Do you remember if it's a primary or if it's a secondary? Can they, if they actively see you on
a
handheld device, they can pull you over and give you a ticket?
Yeah, yeah. They can pull you over and yeah. give you a ticket. And I don't okay. remember the prices. I think it's like $100 or $150. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned mm-hmm. A few other things. And there's so easy things that we can do to protect ourselves and protect others. But a lot of times we don't want to do it. Because it's inconvenient to stop. It's inconvenient to not,
it is.
You know, pick up the phone and you know, wait until you find a safe place to mm-hmm. pull over. But there's so many other distractions that you. It's just so simple and easy to avoid. You just gotta do it, right?
We do. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do live now in a world of instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Answer it now. Do this now.
Yeah.
Hustle to get there now. We're all. It is
yeah.
a part of all of us, you know, whether we like it or not. And we're all guilty of it, myself mm-hmm. included. I don't know. We just have to be careful.
Right.
Because we don't want somebody to go home hurt, let
yeah.
alone not come home at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pain that is unbearable.
Right. Everything is so fast paced now. I've been guilty. I've mm-hmm. done. I've eaten behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the best thing to do is just wait or eat before. You know, if you go through a drive, scarf it down before you pull on out. You know.
Yeah.
Make it quick, right?
Yeah, or at least take a couple bites to tie you over till you get right. home or to work or whatever. But
right.
yeah,
from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
Kids is a difficult one.
It is
because that's a lot of this you can control. You can't really control when your kids start arguing in the back seat.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it turns into fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bickering leads to fighting.
Don't touch me.
Right.
You're looking at me wrong, or whatever it is. You know.
What's the solution there? I mean, how do you try to limit that type of distracted driving? Because it is, and it can be very not only annoying, but it can be very distracting.
Patience for starters.
Mm-hmm.
Pull over.
Yeah.
I've done that many a times.
Hmm.
Not because I wanted to, but because I absolutely had to.
Yeah.
But just that for starters. Mm-hmm. You know, talk to your kids. Have them, even though they're little, like my grandkids, they know what happened to their uncle.
Mm-hmm.
They see that. But they're still kids. They're still going to fight. They're still going to bicker in the back seat or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just have that conversation with the kids because they know. They know.
Right.
And before distracted driving became a bigger thing, they would say, you know, hey, Grandma, you want me to do that? Well, this time, say yes. Don't say no, I got it. Say yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them do it or just leave it alone until you get where you need to go.
Right. One of the things that is so frustrating for me when I'm driving, I drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of water. And if I take the cap off of that bottle and then it falls down into the wheel well, I'm like, oh man, I don't want this to spill. And it's so frustrating. I can't see it. I can't find it. I don't want it to get dirty, you know, but I'm still wanting to look for it while I'm driving.
Yeah.
And that's a big issue too. That happens. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just a natural instinct of ours. You know, we're human. You know, we make mistakes, but we tend to want to try to do better, you know. One step forward is still one step forward doing better. You know, again, everybody, including myself and my family included in that.
Right.
No, we're not perfect.
Cars are making us lazy, too. I shared with you, you know, our experience. We have a vehicle that has the adaptive cruise control. It's not completely hands-free. It's not a car that's going to drive itself for us. But it makes us lazy. Because, well, I shouldn't say us, makes me lazy. It makes me lazy because instead, I'm coming up behind a vehicle while the cruise control's on, that vehicle's going slower than me. It automatically starts to back off and slow me down. So automatically, I'm not paying as much attention as I should be because the car's kind of doing some of the driving for me. And I feel like the fear is you could just automatically default to some bad habits because the car's driving for you.
Yeah.
You got to stay alert when you're behind the wheel, even when the car's doing the work for you.
Yeah. Again, I've never been in a vehicle like that, so I don't know. I've never experienced that. But it's kind of like, well, in my vehicle, it's my type of vehicle. It's easy to check out because you're grabbing your phone.
Yeah.
But with that type of vehicle, you would think that that would be even more easier to kind of really check out and do whatever. I don't know. I never experienced that, but
it makes you lazy. It's nice.
a little too convenient.
It's a blessing at one point, but then again, it can be concerning in the other. So, so tell me about the organization that is now a nonprofit for you and Jeff.
It's called the Jeff and Tina Beagle Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We became a nonprofit, I want to say last year. I'm not even sure, but I believe it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to not just educate on distracted driver awareness at any age. It don't matter. It's like even the ones who are just beginning to drive, in driver's ed, they still need to be educated. Let your parents know that you probably, you know, it's not just your life. You have your children's or other people in your vehicle's lives in your hands. So just say, hey, if you're not comfortable with that they're picking up the phone, just say, hey, would you like me to help? Or can we do that later? Again, easier said than done.
Yeah.
Because we all have to adapt. But you don't want to live with the fact that you injured yourself badly, and you have to live with whatever injuries you have that could be life-changing, or even worse, you have to live with the fact that you killed somebody. You don't want to do that. And then, anyways, the other thing that we do at the education is we also advocate for, over the education, we advocate to the schools on teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let us come in there and do a presentation. Or okay. other venues, you know, let us do a presentation. Mm-hmm. We've done two schools already. Last year. We haven't done anything this year yet for the school calendar year. But we also advocate for safe sidewalks or sidewalks
okay.
to protect.
Interesting. So, yeah, because I, you know, the conversation has so far has been from the scope from behind the wheel, which certainly is a large part of it. But advocating for safe walking spaces. I'm take our listeners through this. What does that mean?
Parnell Road, again, mm-hmm. back to where it all began for our journey, is there was no sidewalk on Parnell Road, throughout Parnell Road from Cooper all the way down to Rives Junction Road. There is no sidewalk. You have maybe 5 inches on the left side or the right side of that white line to mm-hmm. walk safely. That's not enough,
mm-hmm.
Especially during the winter, because they don't always plow enough
right.
for a pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
So I advocate for sidewalks because that was another reason that there was no justice for Corey, is he should have been walking on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
There are no sidewalks that exist on that road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a deer path or dog path or whatever that where people warn now he should have walked over there. Going over there, trying to clean up around the cross where we have for Corey over there, along with a sign at the Grand River, you have knee-high pricker bushes, ticks, fleas, all that. I don't want my dog walking through there, you know, when coming home with extra fleas and whatnot, along with having to take all these prickers off your pant legs, or if you're wearing shorts, you don't want that.
Well, the mindset is keeping yourself, keeping your pets safe,
mm-hmm.
you know, not what could potentially happen on the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is somewhere else. So you're not going to worst case scenario. You're going to the here and now.
Correct. Yeah. And Corey didn't have any kids, so his baby was his dog,
yeah.
the Blue Heeler, and they both died together.
Mm-hmm.
But advocating for sidewalks because of that is what we want to do. Again, it goes back to our mindset as race directors for Jeff and I.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of my first goal is to get a sidewalk all the way to Rives Junction. There's a, what is it, Rod Mills Park.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of community families that live in a trailer park community there. There's a whole lot of them. They can't get to the park safely, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to trust my teenager who walks distracted with their phone, if they have one, or a podcast or whatever, or not a podcast, a music thing. What do you call that?
What, just streaming music?
Yeah, just streaming music.
Yeah.
It's old school. I forget what it called. But anyways, to watch their 5-year-old, 3-year-old brother and sister as they're walking on a busy highway, because it is 45 miles an hour there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not safe.
Okay. If someone, we've got a lot of listeners who are part of service organizations. Of course, mm-hmm. we've got a lot who are involved with the schools listening. So if they're interested and they want to have you and Jeff come and do a conversation with them or their group or their school or whatever, what's the best way to get hold of you?
There's Distracted Driver, and that's driver because there's only one driver behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
DistractedDriverAwareness.com is our website. By the grace of God, it was available, so it was meant to be. Other than that is distracteddriveraawareness.mi at gmail.com, or you can just give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my cell, and I'm, you know, give me a call, 517-745-7988. We can have that conversation, and I would love to educate you.
Yeah. Are your fundraising efforts limited to the race, or do you accept donations? Do you do other types of fundraising?
We do have our races, but we welcome the donations. We haven't gotten, but maybe a few, because we haven't reached out that way yet.
Mm-hmm.
But donations are always welcome.
Best way to go to your website? Okay. One more time. What was that?
DistractedDriverAwareness.com.
Okay. Very good. Anything that we didn't talk about today, Tina, that you'd like to share?
Yeah, real quick, and mm-hmm. I say this only because I recently experienced this. So mm-hmm. as you're backing up mm-hmm. at a restaurant or at the school or whatever, there's always that one that you wait for to pass through. Mm. The car is full of blind spots. Be mindful before you step on that gas, because there's always going to be other people walking behind you. It's like, okay, they let them through. Let's hustle through.
Yeah.
And again, it's going to be a blind spot back there. See, you can't turn your head is not yeah. on a swivel, even though they say keep your head on the swivel.
Right.
It's hard to come back full circle.
I don't have the mom eyes in the back of my head either, you know.
No.
But this is another incident where my car is making me lazy because it's got the warning system where it starts beeping if it detects mm-hmm. something while I'm backing up. I've got the backup camera too. You know, it's not like I've got a super fancy car. It's over 10 years old, okay? But it beeps and it's mm-hmm. got the cameras, so I feel like I'm safe. But there's been a few times when there's been, you know, the blind spot. Here's my blind spot, mm-hmm. and there's also the car's blind spot, too.
Exactly.
You know, I can't get... You just don't be comfortable. Don't be complacent behind the wheel. Always be alert.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not... Oh, at that in this yeah. instant, it's not even that you were on a phone. It's mm-hmm. the blind spot.
Yeah.
So just be mindful all the way around. Oh, well, yeah, one more thing.
Sure.
There is a gentleman... And I believe it's a gentleman that rides his scooter back and forth down Michigan Ave.
Uh-huh.
And going into town, which we don't do too often, when you ride your bike, you need to ride with traffic, okay. not against traffic.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you both the person on the bike or the motorized bike, which goes even faster, time to account and yeah. injury.
I see a lot of people who ride against traffic. What? Riding against traffic. So you're against traffic and ride with traffic.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And that keeps everybody safe.
I feel like I'm preaching to the choir because I'm sure there's listeners out there going, yeah, this is so basic. But there's a lot of stupid people out there. I'm trying to soften it, but yeah. I can't. You know, yeah. there's just people who aren't paying attention, who aren't mm-hmm. doing what they're supposed to do.
So. Yeah.
All right.
And it beats the alternative of living with having to cause the incident or yeah. living with the loss of an incident.
For sure. Tina, I know you shared some stuff that wasn't easy to share, but I appreciate you sharing your story with me. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that our conversation will encourage people, myself included, to be a little more aware mm-hmm. of what we're doing behind the wheel. So yeah. thank you for joining us this morning. Well, appreciate it.
Thank you for having me today. And just so you know, tomorrow is Corey's birthday.
I did not know that.
He would have been 29.
I did not know that. When I invited you on, I had no idea.
It didn't click either.
Yeah.
Right away from me. But yeah, tomorrow's his birthday. Him and Jellica's are twins.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for your loss. And I know it's not easy, but thank you so mm-hmm. much for being here.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.